With the recent school shooting in Montreal, it appears that the controversy surrounding heavy metal and a gothic lifestyle has surfaced once again. Is music the cause, solution, or simply something assisting the troubled youth with their problems? I'm Jim Stroh with WRPR News. As with the Columbine incident, gunman Kim Vere Gill admitted to hating jocks and liking heavy metal music such as Marilyn Manson. His webpage on vampirefreaks.com depicts lyrics from a Megadeth song. The messages in these artists' songs may drive people to do harm to others. Round Post soccer player Mark Tighe believes Manson shouldn't write lyrics that espouse hatred.
It's a shame that people like that, who realize that they're the role models of some kids, you know, just use that to their advantage and create, you know, this hatred among different types of people.
Others, like music store salesman Steve Bellow, insist that these musicians are merely actors and cannot do any harm.
I think people outside of the spectrum want to look for a scapegoat and say, okay, Megadeth is the reason why these people are dead, and that's totally ludicrous.
While some blame metal, others blame the jocks. Still others blame the parents. Bellow thinks these violent crimes can be traced to all three.
I think as a musician, whatever message you convey, unfortunately most people will take it as scriptural almost, so you have to kind of be careful, and you can't compromise your integrity if you want a certain message to be brought across, but I think it's safe to say that if parents don't sit down with their children and say, look, you know, if you like this music, that's fine, but please understand that it's only an act.
Of course, it would be very difficult to prove that there is one thing that causes these crimes. However, heavy metal guitarist Justin DeCrescenzo says when a neglected youth finds metal, it may be a great outlet for them and prevent worse things from happening.
I think if these kids didn't have the metal they're listening to, they'd be doing crazy things a lot sooner.
I'm Jim Stroh, WRPR News.